An Arctic cold front swept across the region last night, ushering in the coldest air of the season so far, as we're looking ahead to the coldest night since mid-March, and for a change, in an era where we see so many record warm temperatures due to climate change, we actually have the potential for some record cold over the next couple of days. The first potential record minimum may actually be for today. That's going to depend upon how quickly temperatures fall off this evening. That will depend upon the wind. If the wind dies off quickly this evening, temperatures will drop like a rock, and we may actually set records in spots by 11:59 tonight for the record low for today. Then we have potential for a record low temperature for tomorrow, as temperatures are likely to drop off into the single digits and teens across the region overnight. We may have record low high temperatures tomorrow, and then there's potential for even record low temperatures on Sunday morning. So the bottom line is that it's cold across the area. We're going to keep it on the cold side over the weekend, though temperatures will moderate over the next couple of days, and the really gusty wind that we're seeing today also will ease up just a bit. So what we have is the front off to our east, low pressure over eastern Canada, and then high pressure to the west, and it's that funneling effect between low pressure to our northeast and high pressure to our west that's resulting in those gusty breezes across the area today. At times, gusts could reach over 40 miles an hour through early evening. Then as high pressure builds a little bit closer tonight, we'll see those breezes die off a bit. Again, how quickly the wind diminishes will determine exactly how cold it gets, but there's potential that many spots will dip into the single digits, especially if the wind goes to calm tonight. We had a couple of snow showers around today as well. We may still see a few flakes in the air into the early evening hours, but as drier air builds in, we should see any of those snow showers come to an end. And overall, the weekend weather looks quiet. It'll be cold again tomorrow, with temperatures running mainly in the upper 20s and low to perhaps mid-30s. It will not be as windy as today. By Sunday, temperatures should moderate closer to 40 degrees, which is still about 10 degrees cooler than normal for this time of year. And then on Monday, a weak disturbance is set to come through that could bring us a light wintry mix to start off the work week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance for mountain snow showers. Very cold with lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 26 to 32. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries. Very cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 26 to 32. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and very cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and very cold, low in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, not quite as cold, high 36 to 42. And on Monday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a light wintry mix, with a high 38 to 46. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.